I want to tell you about an LBC exclusive investigation which has uncovered a major people smuggling ring that claims French police are helping these people get into the United Kingdom. It was an undercover team for LBC that infiltrated the criminal gang that's operating out of Dunkirk in northern France. Here's what has happened when our reporter met this people smuggler called Farouk in woodland near to the French port of Dunkirk and asked him about getting a family member across the channel and into Britain.
How much is the cost?
How many people?
One. We do one, then more will maybe come, but one.
Huh? 7,000.
Which currency? Dollar?
Pound.
Euro?
Pound.
Achha, pound.
If you give me euro, no problem. If you give me pound, no problem.
But it costs 7,000 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. And he will go by boat?
By boat.
Okay. He go by from Dunkirk or Calais?
He come here.
What is the situation with the money?
Okay.
We'll pay in Southall, as you said yesterday.
Okay.
How much? Full amount?
Full amount, yeah.
We deposit full amount?
Yeah.
So I have to go back now, go to Southall and give the money to your man.
Okay.
Which you will give me detail, who is the man.
Okay.
When the money is deposited, he will come to Spain and bring him here.
Okay.
So give me the name of who to send the money.
Okay. I will, everything, I will send you and postcode, address, and phone number, everything I will send you to your WhatsApp.
We do it this week.
You will try, come quickly.
Yeah, yeah, you, yes. This week.
This time weather,
weather
is good.
Weather is good, after it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
He's going to not do it if it's cold,
that's
you understand?
That's good.
Yeah.
Many people coming now, it's good weather. If he fail, we try again, yeah?
No, but inshallah, no comeback.
Not necessary.
100% going UK.
That's Farouk, a people smuggler offering to bring someone into the UK illegally via the English Channel in return for £7,000. You can find out more about the exclusive LBC investigation. You can see videos of this man and of the smuggling ring itself, lbc.co.uk. Ivan Sampson is an immigration law specialist at Healy's. Thank you for joining the programme this evening. This smuggling of people into the UK via France and on those boats over the Channel, it's not going away anytime soon, is it?
No, it's not. It's been going on for decades, and I've been dealing with this for decades.
Why are the numbers ticking up, though, do you think?
Well, look, the numbers for the UK are quite small. When you think about globally, there's about 25.9 million refugees. The UK probably counts, under Amnesty figures, about 0.5% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey has 3.7 million. Jordan probably just almost 3 million, and Pakistan about 1.5 million. So the UK has a total of about 121,000 refugees. So globally, we actually take a very tiny portion.
So if the problem is not the numbers, is the problem then the process? Because is it right that a process exists where someone can cross half of the channel, be picked up by a UK boat, and is suddenly the UK problem, having made their way across Europe?
Well, they can't. Look, an asylum, well, most are claiming asylum because they have a well-founded fear of persecution by reason of one of the grounds, race, religion, nationality, membership of a social group, or political opinion. The thing is, you can't choose where you claim asylum. And the reason is because we're signed up, as is every other European EU country, to the Dublin Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that people arriving in Europe today, they're to present their asylum request at the first country they enter. Now, this is the problem because the system for registering these people is under a system called Eurodac. And what Eurodac does is it takes, when a person presents himself at a European country, they take their fingerprints, their biometrics, and that goes in the system. Now, if you manage to leave your country and get all the way across and to Calais, and then across in a boat without being detected, which is not difficult, the first time they're presented is at sea by UK authorities.
Mm.
So we have an obligation to pick them up. If those people have claimed asylum before, under the Eurodac system, the UK can return them to that country.
It was also that the Dublin Convention scheme was something that the EU met to discuss, and there was an arrangement put in for quotas to various countries. How that's working, I suspect we'll find out in the coming months. Ivan Sampson, thank you. Immigration law specialist at Healy's. Again, you can find out more about that exclusive investigation by LBC on the website, lbc.com. www.ukraine.co.uk. Do go check it out.